You're listening to the Toronto Sounds Good podcast, a local music anthology. For more information about this podcast, including track listings, check out www.t.isgood.ca.
Best if you check your line. My mama always says, why rush? You got plenty of time. Before you go, it's best if you check your line. I pull on yours and baby, you can't tug on mine. Cause ain't nothing, no, no, nothing but a bond and sugar. There ain't nothing here good old-fashioned country round and round.
Sometimes spirit, oh so innocent, that we've been following, that we've been following.
and why you don't let nobody ever seem to get too close to you. Once you understand, your life is in your hands. It comes so naturally, just as soon as you can see. You're gonna love someone.
Hold on, before we go any farther, I want to take a little moment to talk about water. That liquid that you're holding, that bottle in your hand, you thought it was water you were drinking, not a corporate brand. You thought it was cleaner and safer and better for your health, but were you thinking about who profits from the wealth of the public water that's been taken for free and then sold back to you for an exorbitant fee? Listen, my friends. Listen up, folks. Aquafina is Pepsi. Dasani is Coke. They're selling filtered tap water. This is not a joke. These corporate giants buy public water at a tax-free super discount. Filter it 5 times, then sell it back to you for 5,000 times the amount that you pay for running water from your tap. And when I start to think about that, my blood starts to boil, my head starts to spin as I try to understand where to begin. That H2O, the bottle you just tossed, it represents garbage, safety and cost, water table depletion, which is all of our loss. Let's talk about landfill, plastic bottles piled high, slowly decomposing, leaching toxins back into our water supply. Furthermore, the more bottles we buy, the more we send a signal to the powers that be that we believe the fear they're selling us about water safety, the fear they're selling us about water safety. We're swallowing the idea that good water isn't free. That, of course, one must pay for water of quality. Meanwhile, beyond the periphery of our rich country, where, incidentally, tap water is actually tested far more stringently and regularly than bottled water. Elsewhere, women walk farther and farther to find water for their families. A desert spreading rapidly while we sit sipping on a $1 billion industry. They say water is the new oil. Water is the new oil, and Canada's got it, so this war will come to our soil. But oil is a luxury, water a necessity. We're fighting over oil because we like to drive cars, because trucks must deliver, because we want to fly to Mars, but a body can only live without water for so long. Water should not belong to anyone. Water belongs to everyone. Water must be public. Water must be free. Clean water should not be a commodity to be bought and sold on the open market, which pits those who can afford it against those in need. Water is a human right, not a luxury. Water is a human right, not a luxury. Think about what you drink. Think about what you drink. Let's talk about China. Let's talk about India. Let's talk about Africa and here in North America. Let's talk about watersheds and aquifers. Let's talk about Walkerton and native reserves. This matter is urgent. It requires our attention. It demands immediate public intervention. If we're going to be paying, it should be for water from our tap, ensuring it remains reliable, clean, and safe, so that we can take a container, fill it again and again, fill our bodies with the water we need, and then leave enough for our neighbors, enough for the farmers, enough for the future, our sons and our daughters. It's the blood of the earth in that bottle right there, a resource we have no choice but to share. Before you buy another bottle and down what's in there, you gotta think about what you drink. 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 Maybe I'm preaching to the choir, to the converted masses, to the concerned and the conscious, the educated classes. But you out there, who already know everything I've said, how many times is convenience win out instead of what you know is right and what you know you should do? You know, ignoring the facts doesn't make them less true. Ignoring the facts doesn't make them less true. You gotta think about what you drink. 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 Tell your friend, tell your neighbor, write a letter to your leader. It is never true that there is nothing you can do. Think about what you drink. Think about what you drink. Water must be public. Water must be free. Water is a human right, not a luxury. Clean water is a human right, not a luxury. Think about what you drink. Think about what you drink. Think about what you drink. Think about what you drink.
Oh. Thank you.